When you're commuting, tune out all the noise and tune into the news you need to know. WSJ Podcasts. Listen where you want, when you want.
The Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates for the first time in quite some time. I'm John Wardock. What does this mean if you're an investor? Does this mean the economy is getting better?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
It's the end of an era in some ways. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates for the first time in almost a decade, lifting rates up a quarter point, pushing up from near zero, a place the Fed's chief lending rate has been since 2008. Yes, during the financial crisis. Let's bring in Lauren Danielson. He's a senior vice president at RBC Wealth Management. Lauren, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
What do you make of the announcement by the Federal Reserve that it is hiking interest rates?
Well, I think this was widely anticipated. It was very well broadcast and forecasted, so I don't think it comes as a surprise to anyone, and certainly a very positive market reaction to it.
In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up more than 200 points following this news. The NASDAQ and S&P also up. Is Wall Street embracing the Yellen Fed?
Well, I think that that Wall Street is embracing the comments, the dovish comments that I think that Wall Street is not expecting rapid increases in interest rates. It's going to be data dependent, and so I think the fear of having any rapid increases in interest rate has been muted, and so I think the market views that very positively.
In fact, Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen, during her press conference, referred to the economy as being quite strong. So Wall Street appears to be going along with that assessment.
Well, I think that it's Wall Street is going along with it. The economy is strong enough, but not so strong that they're afraid that that we're going to see rapid increases in interest rates.
Over the next year, how many times do you think the Fed is going to be upping rates?
Well, I think it's obviously an unknown, but I think that the conventional wisdom is that there will probably be two increases next year in 2016.
And that could come early on or late in the year.
It could obviously could be either, but I think that it's probably more likely not to be right away, and see how the data comes out, and if things continue to show strength, then probably trying to increase rates to get them back to more normalized rates.
What should the typical investor hearing about this news think?
I think that the investors should be confident that the U.S. economy is showing enough strength that increases in interest rates aren't going to harm the economy, and that we're moving forward. We're not moving forward rapidly, but we are moving forward, and that's good for the economy.
And how does someone go about planning for the coming year with all this talk of higher interest rates?
Well, I think that you have to be, looking at things that might be able to benefit from a stronger economy, and that's lots of things in the stock market that benefit from a stronger economy, and the dovish tone to the comments, I think eliminated some fears that interest rates were going to rise rapidly. So I think that's why things were so strong today, because investors felt that almost all areas were going to be okay.
Lauren Danielson, he's a senior vice president at RBC Wealth Management, joining us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.